Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Europe's immigration policy, if you can call it such, presents a picture of utmost confusion, of backbiting, of blackmail, of broken promises. And it's very difficult to actually go beyond that confusion and find out what is happening and why it is relevant in the light of what is being prophesied in your Bible. So I will try today to give you an overview as to what we are facing. Going back to June 29, Deutsche Welle reported that after 12 hours of negotiations, exhausted EU leaders presented an agreement on migration. It is above all a shift to the right of the political spectrum toward making it harder to cross into the EU. The populists have prevailed, the magazine Deutsche Welle writes. Now, what is this all about? It goes on to say that the problem is supposed to be moved outside of Europe's borders, where screening centers will be set up. So the idea is like everything will move out of Europe. It even says that reception centers in the bloc will be closed. Blackmail, as it is turning out, was effective. So far, this article by Deutsche Welle. The problem is, the idea had been to move those centers to countries outside the bloc, in particularly African countries, but that didn't work. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 1 that Egypt, Albania, Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria, and Der Spiegel added Libya, all have said, no way, we are not going to have any centers in our countries insofar as those migrants are concerned who want to go to Europe. So that idea was pretty much off the table pretty quickly. The whole concept, in particular Hungary and other European countries, of dealing with migrants has become so difficult. It has never been that way since World War II. I want to give you a few examples. Harold Nett wrote on June 29 that lawyers risk jail time if they so much as help a client fill out a complicated Hungarian language form. Daily Mail wrote on June 29 that in Austria, the 31-year-old right-wing Chancellor Sebastian Kurz sent hundreds of troops to the border to prepare for a possible migration surge this summer. Again, in Hungary, Viktor Orban recently announced plans for a special 25% tax on organizations that support migration. Now, Angela Merkel has been under attack in Germany by the Bavarian conservative leader Horst Seehofer, who wanted to do it alone, who wanted to close the borders of Bavaria. And of course, if he had done that, then Merkel would have had to fire him, and then the Grand Coalition would have broken apart. So they struck a last-minute deal. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 2 that Chancellor Angela Merkel and Bavarian conservative leader Horst Seehofer have reached a deal on migrant policy. Merkel said Germany would be putting in place national transit centers on German soil, for instance, at the Austrian border. So coming right back to what the EU had originally rejected. But there are all kinds of problems with those transit centers. First of all, the SPD, the coalition party, has to agree. And Deutsche Welle wrote on July 3rd that anyone hoping for quick approval of the Social Democrats was sorely disappointed. One of the biggest problems is that the party already resoundingly rejected transit centers back in 2015 during Germany's previous Grand Coalition government. In late 2015, SPD leaders, including now Foreign Minister Heiko Maas and ex-Foreign Minister and former party chairman Sigmar Gabriel and others, took to social media to portray the zones as gigantic prisons and mass camps in no man's land. The SPD has won the day, Gabriel wrote. Transit zones are off the table, no house arrest, no fences. Now, for the SPD to now agree to those transit centers, they have to change the name at a minimum. But they may have to do it in their minds, because otherwise the coalition will end, the government will break down, new elections will take place, and the SPD, not very popular at this point, is afraid of those. They all are afraid of those because the AfD, a right-wing party, anti-immigration party, is gaining more and more momentum. Now, Handelsblatt Global wrote on July 3rd that the whole idea with that deal between Merkel and Seehofer, there's nothing good about it. For Merkel, this amounts to 99% capitulation. Since the fall of 2015 and in recent weeks, she had insisted that Germany's nine borders, which all lie within the Schengen area, Schengen agreement meaning there is going to be no borders, they will remain open, she said, and that no asylum seekers will be turned back before their case is heard. Now they will be turned back into camps that must not be called by that name, lest they remind people of concentration camps. The article goes on to say that Merkel has sold out, and it remains hard to imagine that both Merkel and Seehofer can stay in office for long. And the reaction to this deal is manifold from all different angles, and people have already asked. Many people have asked for Merkel to resign. Now, Deutsche Welle also wrote on July 3 that transit zones already exist in Hungary. Rejected asylum seekers are then returned to Serbia from the transit zone, but the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg condemned this practice in March of 2017. The court called their internment illegal. Hungary appealed. A final verdict is still pending. So all of this now seems to be a very fragile deal when it comes to those transit zones. And it would actually be a catastrophe, because for transit zones to work, as Deutsche Welle wrote, it is imperative to seal off the border with a fence or very tight border controls. In the case of Germany, this would mean that the border with Austria would have to be closed off and controlled along its entire length of 817 kilometers. Now, first of all, this would violate the Schengen Agreement. Both Austria and Germany are part of it. But it also would be a nightmare for tourism if you suddenly have border controls. Summer is coming up, so nobody wants that. And so what happened is that Mr. Seehofer met with Mr. Kurz from Austria, and they hammered out another concept. And that concept is to completely and totally close down the southern route from and through the Mediterranean Sea. Nobody knows what that means. Nobody knows how that's going to be accomplished. Now, furthermore, Italy and Greece would have to be included, and it has to be Angela Merkel who would have to strike that deal. Now, she might actually do that after her turnaround in recent weeks to stay chancellor in Germany. She already struck a deal with Spain and Greece on a particular issue. And of course, even when it comes to this EU agreement, this original EU agreement, which then kind of fell apart, she was the one who initiated it, most certainly. And countries, it originally said 18 countries, but then, or 16 countries, and then some said, no, we didn't strike a deal, and then went down to a certain number. But these countries included, according to Express, dated July 1, Hungary, Belgium, France, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Portugal, Poland, Czech Republic, Denmark, Luxembourg, and so on. Now, why this is so important, and we don't know how this is going to develop and what other tremendously ingenious deals are going to be struck, what we are seeing is that Germany in particular is willing to strike deals and agreements with European countries, but not with the entire 28 members. And we have been telling you, I don't know for how long, for a long, long time, that a core Europe is going to develop, a Europe with two speeds. I mean, the Bible makes this very clear. The Bible talks about 10 end-time nations or groups of nations in Europe, reviving the ancient Roman Empire. And it's going to be those 10 nations or groups of nations which then will give their authority and their power to a charismatic political military leader of either German or Austrian descent. Now, I'm not a mathematic genius, but I know that much. I know that 28 member states do not equal 10 nations. And so we clearly conclude that a core Europe of 10 nations or groups of nations has to develop, has to come out of these 28 member states or so. And that is exactly what we are seeing right now. We are also seeing the strong possibility that Angela Merkel will not be in power much longer and that another person in Germany will arise. And we know that when that happens, time is very, very short when it comes to the Great Tribulation, a time prophesied in Scripture, a time so bad it has never happened before, it will never happen again, and it is going to be a United States of Europe under German leadership which will bring that about, believe it or not. But you had better believe it, because the Bible tells you so. We have prepared two booklets which point that out very clearly. Germany in prophecy. Germany in prophecy. And also Europe in prophecy. If you want to know what is going to happen and why these things are happening now, please read those booklets. So thank you very much for listening, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.